the folks who got hired in the government.
Heritage economist E.J. Antoni on the Salem Radio Network. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures are down just over 300 points. NASDAQ futures are off 240. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The oldest daughter of murdered Harford County mom Rachel Morin is suing her grandmother and aunt, claiming fraud. 19-year-old Faye McMahon and the fathers of Morin's younger children filed the lawsuit saying they have not received any of the $54,000 raised on GoFundMe to help them after Rachel's death. In addition, the family members claim they have not received money or gifts collected for them by area businesses. The plaintiffs are asking that the court order the defendants to provide a full accounting of the funds that were raised and to award them compensatory and punitive damages. Baltimore Ravens fans are reacting to the team cutting veteran kicker Justin Tucker, who has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by at least 16 massage therapists. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta made the announcement Monday, not referencing the allegations and calling it a football decision. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As inevitable as the news was, it still came somewhat as a shock. The email from the Ravens at 4:55 p.m. yesterday, a statement from Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta that after 13 seasons, the Ravens were releasing Justin Tucker. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh gave us an inkling of what was to come at his press conference on Sunday when asked about Tucker's future.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Tucker, the most accurate kicker in NFL history, but allegations of inappropriate behavior during massage therapy sessions came to light in January of this year. Allegations of acts committed years ago. Tucker's release paves the way for Tyler Loop to become the Ravens' next kicker. But Jeff Zryback of The Athletic reporting this morning that the Ravens will sign Wyoming kicker John Hoyland to compete. Hoyland kicked at the Ravens' rookie minicamp over the weekend. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles move on to Minnesota. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Be ready for some rain the next couple of days. Today, a few showers, a rumble of thunder possible, 78. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow, 78. And scattered thunder showers Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Man, oh, man. Starting off the day with some not-so-great news, especially for the Ravens fans. But I want to go ahead and give out the phone number because I'm going to have to hear from you guys on this one. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Hopefully your Tuesday's getting started off right, despite the topic of discussion. We're also going to talk about Fells Point. Apparently the businesses are celebrating because those no parking signs have been taken down. Now, we don't know if that's permanent, but we'll get into that today as well as with Governor Wes Moore's travel schedule and how much it could possibly be costing we the people. And as I mentioned there during the morning drive tease, this is a great way to find out whether or not Governor Wes Moore does, in fact, plan to run in 2028 for the presidency. So we're going to talk about that. And then also at 11 o'clock, we're going to speak to our guest, John Myrick. He is the GOP candidate for governor here in the state of Maryland. And as I mentioned last week, he did choose a running mate. So he'll talk to us at 11 a.m. by phone and give us the rundown when it comes to his running mate. I want to ask him what his meeting was about last week at the White House. I also want to ask if he is interested in a Trump endorsement. And I'm going to ask if he believes that he has some similarities, like what does he have in common with or the person he feels he's most in common with in the Republican Party? Because there are a lot of people as I, you know, go about across the estate and sometimes I'm doing events or speaking at different things. Some people do ask, you know, when it comes to John Myrick and where he stands on the issues, you know, who do you think he's most like? Is he like a President Trump? Is he like a Marco Rubio, a Ted Cruz, or what have you? So I want to ask John that question myself so you can hear from him. Because, you know, again, we're all getting to know John Myrick. I know that obviously he has previous experience in politics, which is great. But, you know, we got to get to know him just a bit more as we head towards the primaries here next year. So we'll talk to him again at 11 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get into this Justin Tucker story. You know, meanwhile, I thought I had some sound on Justin Tucker. I guess I do not. Is that correct, Brian, the producer? I was so busy looking at all the details for this thing that I forgot to get some sound together. But, we know the gist of the story, but I'll go ahead and read this. As you might have heard, Ravens have released longtime kicker Justin Tucker amid the NFL probe into misconduct allegations. Now, of course, Justin Tucker is denying the allegations, calling them false. Tucker, the NFL's all-time most accurate kicker, who made 89.1% of his field goals between 2012 and 2024 for Baltimore, has been accused by 16 different women of inappropriate behavior of some of Baltimore's most luxurious spas. The alleged incidents took place between 2012 and 2016, so it's been some time, and that led to Tucker reportedly being banned from two of the establishments. All right, so the Ravens GM, Eric DaCosta, said in a statement, sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. He also said Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. And of course, we know this fact. If you are in the Baltimore area, if you follow the Ravens, you know for a fact that Justin Tucker is an amazing kicker and has been for quite some time, right? He always delivers. Now, we were talking about the fact that towards the end of the season last year, Justin seemed to be a little off, right? There was something there that you don't usually see from him because he was missing a couple of field goals and some kicks there and there. And some people were questioning why that was, you know. Of course, the first thing you think, especially with these athletes that are usually on point, is, you know, what is going on in their personal lives for them to possibly not be as focused as usual. And so even though he was missing those kicks, we didn't have the information at that time. But after the fact, we did learn, thanks to the Baltimore Banner, that there were women that were accusing him of inappropriate behavior. Now, as Bruce Elliott mentioned on the Morning Drive, these women are still anonymous. Okay, now you're talking about 16, right? 16. They are still anonymous, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Of course, I want you to call in and give your thoughts in general, right? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But not only that, I'm going to go to the question of the day, all right? That's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is very simple. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? Very simple, yes or no. I will not tell you exactly where I stand on this as of yet, because remember, our caller Joe, and I think he had a point there. As soon as I give you my response, sometimes some people might not call in because they're thinking that they might get in a debate or what have you. And I just want to let you know, I'm not going to debate you. You know, your opinion is your opinion, and that's fine. But I will wait just a bit to give you my opinion on this. As I noted, when it comes to Baltimore and especially these luxurious spas, okay, just think, you're in Baltimore. There are not many of them. There are not many. 16 accusers, that's a lot. It's a lot if you're considering that there are not many luxurious spas. And I was wondering if perhaps the Ravens got a whiff of what is more to come, because possibly other Ravens or somebody in the organization might also frequent those same spas and might know some of those massage therapists. And if you have been going to these spas for a very long time, such as like Justin Tucker, you probably come to know or really get to know some of these massage therapists. And it's a possibility. It's a possibility that there was a discussion that was had, possibly with one of these 16 accusers, where somebody could say, you know what, there's a lot here to this story. Another piece of it, and this is what we talked about when the allegations were first made known, I looked at it and I thought, okay, a lot of these stories are very similar, but it was hard to tell whether or not the reporter with the Baltimore Banner, when they reached out to these women, because remember, it was the Banner that reached out. It wasn't the 16 accusers. That was another piece of the story that I thought was a bit odd, because the Baltimore Banner said that somebody within their organization was at a barbershop, and that reporter or whoever that was with the Baltimore Banner, they heard what was being said in that barbershop. They then took that conversation and said, okay, we better investigate this. So they went on social media, if you recall, and they've typed in a couple of hashtags, right? Like Justin Tucker, things like that. And so some of these women were popping up on social media based on, entering Justin Tucker's name and possibly the word massage, right? And so some of these women were popping up, and the Baltimore Banner decided to reach out to those women individually to get their story and to know more about some of those maybe cryptic posts that they put up in the past. So, for example, a massage therapist could have said, Justin Tucker at it again. I work at such and such spa, or, anything like that. Then the Baltimore Banner reached out to that person and said, hey, we just want to talk to you. What's this post all about? Even though you posted this back in 2014, we'd like to talk to you about it today. So I thought that was interesting in how this all came to be. It wasn't like the accusers jumped up and said, you know, this has been weighing heavily on me. I've got to come forward with my story. That's not how this happened. The Baltimore Banner began an investigation, and they began contacting these women. Now, again, to have similar stories, very odd, right? Very suspicious. But I don't know if the Baltimore Banner, you know, when they were investigating this, we don't know whether or not they called the women or contacted them and said, hey, we're writing a piece on Justin Tucker and he, you know, and possibly being allegedly inappropriate in some of these spots. You know, if there was, you know, anything leading to some of the questions or the statements, then that would be leading the witness, in my view. I'm not a lawyer, obviously. Obviously, I'm here on WCBM, right? But I would think that that would be somewhat leading if the Baltimore Banner said, hey, we're contacting you because of this. You see what I'm saying? That plants a seed that might not have been there. I don't know. It's all very, very confusing. And that's why I want to hear from you on this one. You can also text me in the text line. If you haven't already, do yourself a favor. Go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store. It's free. You have no excuse at this point. You have no excuse. But right there in that app, you can text me live here in the studio. So let's go ahead and jump right into this. I've got Brent in Parkville. Brent, what say you on this matter with Justin Tucker?
Hey, Kim. I do not think they released him early. I think what the team probably did was hired a private investigator, and they are happy with what the investigator found out. To me, what Justin Tucker says doesn't pass the smell test. And I wonder if all those women are going to come together and do a big civil class action suit against him if they're still able to.
Yeah.
And as a former green card holder before I got my citizenship, I know I was told at that final interview that to keep my nose clean, that I could be deported at any time. This is not like being a citizenship, that I can be deported at any time for any reason. And I accepted that.
Yeah. Well, Brent, and let me see if I can jog my memory. You're from Canada, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I do remember. You know, Brent, I looked at this as well, especially with this Justin Tucker story. I looked at it and I said, you know, it is going to be very difficult to persuade anyone that this isn't true at all or doesn't have any legs to it because the stories are all so similar. But it is.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me ask you before you go, Brent, do you think that it's interesting that the women waited to come out until they were contacted by the Baltimore Banner?
Yes, I wonder if their places of employment maybe ask them not to because they like the money that Ravens players bring into the place, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's definitely a selling point. Yeah, it's definitely a selling point.
It's got to be big bucks, I think if he is guilty, which I think he is, you need to pay the price for your wrongs in life, and that's that. And if his wife doesn't divorce him, then that's her decision, and that's that. And I do think that Wes Moore will run in 2028 because I really feel that he has to.
Yeah.
The longer he's governor of Maryland, the worse he will look as a potential candidate, that there'll be too much that the other candidates will be able to hit him with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Brent, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope
you have
a great day.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you.
Love you as always.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we got in there with the Governor Wes Moore. I do think that he's running. But like I said, we'll talk about that in a little bit with these travel expenses. When it comes to Justin Tucker, and as I mentioned there, it is a selling point. So Brent could be correct. Perhaps these spas said, you know what, don't come forward. Because we do love when the Ravens visit us. I mean, if you're on Facebook and you're trying to figure out which spot to attend or which spot to go to, and you go through a Facebook page and they have a picture of Lamar Jackson saying, Lamar Jackson always gets his massage here. Da-da-da, you know what I mean? That's a pretty good selling point. That's a pretty good selling point. I would use it too. And so if you don't want to upset that apple cart, I could see how some of these spas might have asked some of these massage therapists did not come forward. And, you know, with that, they might have said, all right, we'll just make sure that Justin Tucker isn't allowed here. Now, again, only two spas allegedly said that he could not come back. Only two spas. And again, you've got 16 accusers. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, you wanted to weigh in?
Baltimore never holds their politicians to nothing, but yet the athletes, one mistake and they're ready to get rid of them.
Yeah, so do you think that they should have held on to Justin Tucker a little longer?
The guy's the best kicker of all time. It's all anonymous, too, don't forget. Now, I always thought that you were supposed to, people should at least come out and confront him. I mean, I think you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. If somebody doesn't come out and actually put a face to it, I don't see how. I mean, he very well may be guilty. How am I going to know that? But the thing is that, you know, it's a law. You don't just convict somebody on hearsay.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people feel the same way you do, Kurt. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If you want to weigh in on Justin Tucker and the allegations and now the fact that he's been released, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? Yes or no?
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, look at that. There's my song. This is my favorite song these days. All right. We're talking about Justin Tucker. And I feel bad for all involved. I feel bad for those who have come forward. I feel bad for Justin Tucker. I feel bad for his wife. Marty in the text line said he feels bad for Justin Tucker's son. I did look this up to see Justin Tucker right now. It says his net worth, is about $25 million. And I was thinking because I didn't see where he was dropped for any of his endorsements or sponsorships. Have you seen any of that, Brian, the producer? Yeah, he's not on Royal Farms commercials anymore. But I haven't seen where there was any statements or anything. I would think they would wait until the investigation was complete. I don't know. But again, you can go to WCBM.com and take part in our poll. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? So far, and you guys are already on top of it, which I absolutely love. So far, 65% of you said yes, he was released too early. 35% of you say no. Again, there's no wrong answer here because this is definitely, you know, your opinion, how you feel about it. Let's go to the next caller here. I've got Ray and Glen Burnie. Ray, what say you on Justin Tucker?
Hey, Kim, good morning.
Morning.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Hey, Stinson, look, there are 16 women. Why didn't all this come out sooner? Why are they waiting now to bring everything out in the last year? Here's a man that's doing commercials, professional football athlete, married, kids. What does he need to expose himself for over a massage? Getting his body in shape for the game.
Yeah.
It's all over money. It's all over money.
You think so?
They see an athlete that's getting good money. That's who they plot on, Kim. It's all about the American dollar. Believe me. When it's said and done, it's going to be, well, how much can we give you? Or how much do you want? For false accusations, you know? He hasn't even been tried by a jury. And the Ravens cut him? That's petty. The Ravens are a petty team anyhow, but they're petty for cutting this man without even any explanation of why they cut him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ray, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week. Yeah. Thank you. You know, look, the timing is suspicious, but as I mentioned before, it wasn't like the women came forward. The Baltimore Banner reached out to the women. That is interesting. That's an interesting piece of this story. But 16 women, that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women with the same story. It's tough to say. Here's another sad part about it. If it isn't true, right, if these allegations are false, unfortunately, there's going to be many people that are just going to not hear that truth, right? They won't hear the story. And they might just get the fact that he was, released and these allegations were made. And I think, unfortunately, no matter how this shapes up, this is going to follow him and his name. No matter how this shapes up. Now, do I think the Ravens didn't want to, respond to this time and time again? I do believe that. I do believe that. And I guess they made some decisions during the draft, no? When it comes to a kicker. This is a tough one. In the text line, JB says, Cam, an allegation without proof of wrongdoing is slander. Multiple allegations without proof is slander. The nameless person who said that Justin Tucker is a coward does not have the courage to come forward herself, and so is a coward herself. The Ravens are cowards for not supporting their player who is accused without proof by faceless accusers, but put up a statue of Ray Lewis, who was convicted of obstruction in a murder. A lot of similarities between the way Tucker is being treated and President Trump. Very interesting take there, JB. Thank you for texting that in. I've got Pam in Bel Air. Pam, what say you?
Hi, Kim. So I've been suspicious all along that the Ravens started this. I just find the timing so odd that, you know, the first year he starts to decline just a little bit. You know, this comes out, something that happened so many years ago. To me, it's irrelevant. It amazes me that so many people turned on him so quickly. It really does. That amazes me, number one. But number two, I mean, there should be a statute for something like that. I don't feel as significant as full-blown, you know, sexual attack or something like that. Like, there should be a statute. He's at such a disadvantage for defending himself on something that many years ago. And Everyone is empathizing with the women. I find it appalling. I really do. And I think the Ravens started it. Sorry. They're waiting to get out of the contract.
Wow. Well, thank you, Pam, so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. I mean, look, this is all over the place, and that's why I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is a tough one. It is. Thinking of this myself, and I will, like I said, I'll give you my response to it all, but it was hard for me to figure out where I stood on this issue. Coming up next, I want to hear more from you, and we will talk about Governor Wes Moore and some of his travels lately.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration offering illegal immigrants $1,000 if they self-deport, voluntarily returning to their home countries. Look for more delays, more flight cancellations today at Newark Liberty International Airport amid equipment failure and staffing issues. The Trump administration is putting Harvard on notice. The university, which has a roughly $53 billion endowment, should expect no more federal grants. Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney is in town. He'll call on President Trump at the White House today. Trade expected to be a major issue of discussion on their agenda. Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active duty military to shed 20% of its four-star generals. He's also telling the National Guard to cut 20% of its top positions. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh provided us a precursor for the decision to come, which was announced yesterday, the release of Justin Tucker after 13 years in a Ravens uniform. Here's Harbaugh at the mic in Owings Mills on Sunday.
From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information as it should be. You know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that.
The football decision allows the Ravens to skirt any issue with the league's collective bargaining agreement, and their post-June 1 designation of Tucker's release allows them to save a reported $4 million against the cap this year. Birds begin a three-game set in Minnesota tonight. Situational hitting a concern for the Orioles, specifically hitting with runners in scoring position. Here's GM Mike Elias.
That's been a source of frustration. We talk about it, and there's things that we're doing in the organization and up here to see if that's something that we can control better and get some better results.
Birds are last in the league in that category, batting 192. Caps open their Eastern Conference semifinal series tonight in D.C. against Carolina. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the reality of what the playoffs are.
This time of year, your whole seasons and everything that you work for is on the line, and one penalty call, one missed assignment, one shot at the net can decide 8 months of hard work, and that's what we signed up for.
Puck drops at 7 tonight at Capital One Arena. Coming up in 30 minutes, an old friend helps out the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all-you-can-eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com and get yours before they boil over.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations.
we're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What will you find at Macy's Backstage? How about fun Mother's Day gifts all under $15? Get low prices every day on unique finds before they're gone. In-store only at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at Macy's.com. Off-price, on-trend, arriving daily.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. We're talking about Justin Tucker. That's right. He was released from the Ravens. And that is because there is a pending investigation into allegations that he was inappropriate with massage therapists at some luxurious spas in the Baltimore region, and 16 total to be exact. But we can't really be too exact because we don't have any names. We don't know exactly, you know, which spas we're talking about here. But, you know, we're weighing in on this because he was, in fact, released. And again, the question of the day brought to you brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. And it's very, very simple. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? You guys are still weighing in, and I hope that you continue to do so. So far, 72% of you say yes, 28% of you say no. Going to go to the phone lines, and we'll take a look at some of these text messages coming in. I've got Ed in Hartford County. Ed, what say you?
All right, I'm going to say, as the facts stand right now, that yes, he was released prematurely. Now, but I'd like to, like, throw this out for the discussion. Let's stipulate that everything that he's allegedly being accused of, he did. Now, unless the Ravens are aware of some conduct that goes beyond what he's currently being alleged to have done, this conduct doesn't give rise to anything more, and I'm going to borrow a lawyer's term, it would be like lewd and lascivious behavior. But this kind of stuff goes on everywhere around us in every facet of life and doesn't give rise to the reaction that the Ravens have done to release the greatest kicker of all time. Now, I offer this one other. When Ben Roethlisberger on the Pittsburgh Steelers was accused of, like, assault and maybe even rape, and I'll apologize in advance if I'm wrong on that charge, but when Ben Roethlisberger was charged with these kind of activities and conduct, there was an investigation, but the Steelers didn't release him. Now, when you compare and contrast his conduct to what Justin Tucker did, the two don't even make sense. If Justin Tucker just acted out, and I'm not condoning it, I'm saying what he did does not give rise to the reaction of what the Ravens did. So either the Ravens are privy to something greater, or what he did was far worse than what's being reported. But if it wasn't, if all his conduct was lewd and lascivious, the punishment does not fit the crime. You don't release a guy on something that happened 20 or 10, 15 years ago that doesn't amount to anything more than a misdemeanor and maybe some, you know, suggestion of counseling. It doesn't add up. The only way it would add up is if, as I've said, the Ravens have information that goes far beyond what he did. But I honestly don't think that it is. I think if that prior gentleman that called, it's a sad commentary on the Ravens. It's a sad commentary on the Ravens if they did release him on the basis of just this action.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ed, I think there are a lot of people that feel the same way you do. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. A lot to digest there, but I think a lot of you do feel the same way. And as I read some of the comments on social media, a lot of people feel the same way as well. I just wanted to say that the Ravens drafted kicker Tyler Loop in the sixth round of the 2025 NFL draft. I'm sure all of you know that. I just don't know. I'm out of the loop on this stuff. Pun intended. The first time in team history, Baltimore selected a kicker. Tucker signed as an undrafted free agent back in 2012. Now, Tucker was set to enter the second year of a four-year $24 million contract extension signed back in August of 2022. He was coming off the worst season of his career, making a career low of 73.3% of his field goal attempts and missing two extra point attempts. So even his worst year is like the best year from some of the current kickers that you have here in the league. It is. It's a crazy situation. And again, that's the big question of the day. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Did the Ravens release him a little too early? Was it premature on their part? Do they have any other, you know, allegations coming forward that they know about that we don't know about? Now, I have a text here from Dave. Dave believes that other players could be involved. That's another thing that I didn't even think about. Could other players be involved? I got Reggie in Caroline County. Reggie, what say you?
Oh, Kim, you just got to look at the money. It's like politics, NFL. It's all big money, and it's all crooked and corrupt. And the contract's coming up, so what are we going to do? We got to get rid of this guy, and we'll find another guy. You know, what? They got an ace in the hole. They got something that may or may not have happened 10 years ago. Oh, let's pull that out, and we'll get rid of him.
So
and then the media and everybody jumps on it, and then the women's groups and all that, and it's like, oh, geez, it's a big fire. Oh, you got to get rid of this guy. Get him out of here. And all in all, it's all about saving the money, making the money. Same thing in politics with, like, the Pelosi's and all that mess. It's just disgusting. NFL, I'm just done with them. I've been done with them. And they reap what they sow. That's all I got to say.
Well, Reggie, I appreciate you calling in and weighing in. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. So, but that would mean that the Baltimore banner would have to be in on it, right? So, again, and this is the part that kills me about this whole story. And this came about because there was somebody that worked for the Baltimore banner sitting in a barbershop. And in that barbershop, there were people talking about this alleged inappropriate behavior by Justin Tucker. And then that Baltimore banner person went to social media, started doing like their own little Facebook investigation. And then they found women that had made comments about the same kind of behavior in the past about Justin Tucker, right? There was more than one woman on social media saying the same thing. They then contacted these women. So don't think that these women are just now coming forward and it was weighing on their chest and they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to jump up and ruin this guy's career. That's not what happened. The Baltimore banner contacted these women and the women decided to share their story as they were contacted. That's not how this usually happens. Usually, if you have inappropriate behavior by someone like, you know, that is like Justin Tucker, like, you know, people are saying the best kicker in NFL history. Usually, most usually, likely, you have those individuals that come forward with their story. Right. They might find another massage therapist that had went through the same thing with Justin. They band together. Then they go to the press. The press went to them. Okay, that's not how this usually works. I've got Tom at Catonsville. Tom, what say you on this one?
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
I mean, so you know where I'm coming from. I kind of live by this motto my grandmother taught me years ago. Don't believe anything you hear and only half what you see and you'll be okay. So, you know, we're hearing these 20-year-old anonymous allegations of inappropriate behavior. I mean, inappropriate is a very subjective term, and it's kind of vague. We don't really know what's being said. But then you have to couple that with the fact that these allegations are very old, and there are reasons that we have statute of limitations on certain crimes, and that's because if somebody accuses you of something like a third-degree sex offense 30 years later, it could be very hard for you to mount a defense. I mean, the people that are maybe with you at the massage parlor to tell, you know, to who could vouch for your behavior, I mean, they might be dead. I mean, you can't always, I mean, it's sad that these people had to go through this if they did at their workplace, but if they really didn't feel like it was strong enough or big enough for them to make something out of it back then, maybe they just need to just let it go and just, you know, we all know there's going to be a final judge at the end, and he'll have to answer for what he does. I'm sad that they would have to go through something like this, but I don't want somebody else to have to go through something like this and not be able to defend themselves. And then you have the Ravens. You know, they're also facing the court of public opinion. And then they've got the whole left-wing army ready to descend on them if they don't believe these women, to protest against them, protest against their sponsors. I mean, businesses look at this as a strictly business decision, and they're just going to want to cut their losses. They don't want all these distractions if they don't have to deal with it. It's really, really sad that we have to go through this. But, you know, at the same time, these allegations are very old, but yet they're brought up now, and, you know, this is the topic of conversation. I mean, I don't think he's going to have to worry. He's been paid a lot of money over his life. Hopefully he's saved some, and he should be okay. And if he isn't guilty, like Shakespeare said, the truth will out.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, look, I even have a text here from Keith. He says, as for Justin Tucker, well, we heard with the Me Too movement, believe all women. What is Justin's due process? Having said all that, 16 accusations doesn't look good, but has the NFL concluded its investigation? Again, it comes in from Keith. That's a piece of this, right, Keith? It's like, yeah, there's 16 allegations. We don't know their names, but that's a lot of women given the same story. But where is his due process? Where's Senator Chris Van Hollen when you need him, you know? Where is his due process on this? Now, of course, there are a lot of people weighing in saying, oh, well, they kept Ray Lewis, who protected murderers for quite some time. He also has a statue, you know, that's also a piece of this. Let me go through some more of these text messages. Susan's asking, where is his due process? You've got Joe is saying, good morning, Kim. The Ravens hate off-field distractions. I agree. Though he's a legend, we drafted a great kicker. That was the sign. We also drafted a great defensive player with sexual assault allegations. The Ravens sent a message to him and the rest of their players that those type of allegations will not be tolerated. The Ravens have the inside scoop. Excellent decisions on their part. Again, that comes in from Joe. You've got Jack here. Jack says, Kim, I think you're spot on about Justin Tucker with the allegations. Tucker went wrong was he should have come out as trans when the first of his allegations started. Then it would have been hands off, no pun intended. Jack. Oh, Jack. All right. Beth says, my issue is that nothing has been proven as of yet, at least as the time of this release, that's public knowledge. However, at the draft, we select a college player who has more than one sexual assault allegations against him. I don't want to believe that Justin could be guilty of these 16 so-called misappropriate actions. How is it that zero women came forward? Still to the day, zero have come forward. Beth, and that's another piece of this, right? Like I said, the Baltimore Banner went to the women. The women didn't go to the Baltimore Banner, and the women still are not giving their names on this. And neither are the spas. Now, I don't expect the spas to jump into this drama because, of course, they don't, you know, they want to have business as usual. But it is a bit suspicious that you don't have a single woman coming forward with, you know, her identity with all this, you know, now happening. Now that he's been released, will one of these women come forward? I don't know. Right? We'll have to wait and see. I am going to go back to the phone lines here, and then I'm going to give you my personal take on all of this. I've got Dave in Virginia. Dave, what are your thoughts on Justin Tucker's current situation?
Good morning, Kim. Love your show, as always.
Thank you.
The double standard of the Ravens is amazing. Deshaun Watson in Cleveland has been accused by over 20 women of sexual assault, and they gave him a $200-plus million contract. He's not cut because he's guaranteed the money. Here the Ravens cut somebody without having a conclusion on an investigation. And as a previous caller said, Ray Lewis gets a statue.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Yeah,
just disgusting. And it's with Justin Tucker, the women have come forward, but anonymously, so there's no way to investigate without them giving their name, I suppose. Yet with the Sean Watson, women have come forward with their names. It's been credible, and it goes back to when he was in college, being forced to go from one school to another to get out of the complaints that had been filed against him.
Yeah, it's definitely being handled much differently here in Baltimore. Dave, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. I've got Al, my friend Al in Woodlawn. Al, what do you say about all this?
Kim. Hey. Well, you know, I don't know all the details, and I mean, you know, nobody's walking this earth is perfect, including myself. But I'm just gonna say this: the draft pick that the Ravens took, Green. I mean, I know may not be the same situation. You know, multiple allegations. I mean, he hasn't been arrested or charged of anything. But they couldn't wait to sign him. I mean, they were like tripping over themselves talking about this guy. Oh, he's a great guy. I brought him in. I talked to him. And, you know, he seems to be on the right track. I mean, Justin Tucker has not been proven guilty of anything. I mean, they could at least investigate. Wait till the investigation is done. Yeah. And then make a decision, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, it's like I say, nobody's perfect. The owner of the Patriots. Remember a few years ago when they had him on videotape in the massage parlor?
Yeah.
Kraft. Yeah. And I mean, you know, he wasn't punished or anything. I know he's the owner, but I mean, it's like, you know, come on now. And it happened years and years ago, not weeks or months. Yeah. And you know, it's just. I guess it's all, whatever player can do the most for you, or maybe can get you to the Super Bowl, you know, you turn the other cheek, or you know, or you ignore it, you know, and I mean, it's just, I hope things work out for him. He's got a family, he's got a wife, he's got kids, so that's all I had to say about it, Kim.
You
take care of yourself, be safe out there.
Yeah, you too, Al. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week. We'll discuss more of this when we get back.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
An illegal alien who allegedly tried to rape a 4-year-old girl in Virginia was cleared for release by a prosecutor in a Democratic-run Fairfax County. ICE has swooped in to take custody of this illegal accused of trying to kidnap and rape a 4-year-old after Fairfax County prosecutors dropped the case against this individual, a Honduran immigrant being held by ICE at Caroline Detention Center, Caroline County. According to court documents, a man broke into the home of where this 4-year-old and her mother were asleep in separate beds in a room. The mother woke to see the window blinds rustling and heard the girl yelling. And from the living room, the girl said a big man grabbed her from her bed and tried to carry her out, but apparently abandoned the plans when she started screaming.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
AM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation about Justin Tucker. Yes, the kicker, the former kicker of the Baltimore Ravens. He was just released at WCBM.com. You've got the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? This is going to be the question of the day all day long. So go ahead and vote in the poll. And we'll talk about even what the results are closer towards the end of the show. But right now, you've got 75% of you say yes. This is premature. 25% of you say no, it is not premature. Real quick, giving you my thoughts on this. I was just talking to someone here at WCBM, which he makes a great point. You know, the Ravens don't have an obligation to keep Justin Tucker to make everybody in town happy, okay? That's not what they're in business to do. They're in business to win a Super Bowl, and I agree. I agree with that opinion. I do. I also am one of those people that was accused of things that I did not do. And unfortunately, in court of public opinion, because it was Candace Owens and other people that they like saying it about me, of course, I was, you know, basically, you know, canceled, right? When cancel culture was a thing. And then when the FEC did their investigation and said, look, Kim Klasick actually did not have any money missing from her campaign account, you know, by the time the investigation was complete, so many months have gone by and so many people already believe that that was actually the case. And so, you know, I understand what it feels like to have people come at you with allegations. And if you, as Justin says it to him, that, you know, this did never happen, they're not true. You know, if that is the case, I know what Justin is feeling, right? Because it's like it's so hard to fight back against stuff like this when you have so many people coming forward. You know, it's a tough call. It's a tough call. I've got Lori and Dundalk. Lori, I have about a minute here.
I've always loved him. I always thought he was a real person, and I thought he had a good personality. The problem is when you start going to, you know, place massage parlors and all, you're setting yourself up, and there are so many people that they don't care about you. They don't care what hole you go down in the drain. And, you know, and right away, when you got a husband, you know, wife, and you got kids, and, you know, I mean, it's not like just Justin's going to go through it. His entire family.
Yeah.
And it's sick to bring kids in. And, you know, it's going to cost him a lot of money.
Right.
Because if his wife, you know, wants her money. I liked him. I thought he was real. I thought he was a genuine person.
Yep, Lori.
So many other ones.
Yep, Lori, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy